Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us this evening. We're going to take our first in-depth look at the 2013 Rochester Rhinos tonight. We welcome Coach Jesse Myers to the show. We'll be on at the top of the hour. Also, we're going to have lots of news, discussion, and debate with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis on Friday's World Cup qualifying results, including the Snow Bowl in Denver. And look ahead to the big matches tomorrow, including the U.S. facing Mexico at the Estadio Azteca. Here's our host, Joe Redcard Sirianni. And Joe, I tell you, I've never seen a match like that. When the Lancers played, did they ever play a match in the snow?
Well, we did in the early days. We played at, where it used to be the Italian-American sports club at the time. And we played at Edgerton Park. And I remember that we played in the ice, actually, for the cup. Wow. So, you know, those were the conditions that we already experienced. As far as I can remember. You know, I seen games being played like this even in Europe, in Italy. You know, so, you know, it was atrocious. But the game, you know, the game of soccer is played no matter what. Played in the rain. We play in the only time the game's not played when there's thunder and lightning.
Or a waterlogged pitch.
As long as the ball bounces. You know, that's the way I understand that, and the referee makes those calls.
Well, we're going to talk with Dick Howard about that because, in case you haven't heard, Costa Rica has filed an official protest with FIFA, and FIFA is taking it under consideration. Costa Rica wants the entire match from Friday replayed in another site or something in warmer conditions. So we're going to talk to Dick and see what he hears about that situation. But we want to also mention about the Rhinos. Of course, the Rhinos were in action on Sunday, and they dropped a 1-0 decision to Pittsburgh. The Riverhounds with an early goal in the second half on that one. So a couple former Rhinos playing that game, Rich Costanzo and Alfonso Montalgalan, also were in the line for the Pittsburgh Riverhounds.
I like the way he played, Montalgalan.
He played very well. It was a very physical match. We'll talk to Jesse Myers about that. A couple of Rhinos were taken off on the carts, so hopefully there's not any serious injuries in this preseason. But Rhinos will be in action this Friday against the Syracuse Orange, not the Syracuse Silver Knights. They're done for the year. But interesting enough,
college
Sinisa Uiparapovic, the big scorer for one of the big scorers for the Syracuse indoor team, is trying out with the Rhinos. So we'll see if he can make. Of course, his brother played for the Red Bulls. So certainly a lot of talent in that family. So the Flash did very well. They won 7-0. Abby Wambach had a touchdown pass, I heard. She actually scored a goal, but it was a complete domination over Penn State. Hopefully the match on the 7th of April at Salem Stadium with the national champions from North Carolina, the Tar Heels, coming to town for a noon kickoff. That should be very exciting and should be a better played match, I would hope, Joe.
I would think so. Just depending on the weather, too. We hope that
it better not be snowing anymore.
Well, today would have been a beautiful day for soccer. And, on this like a spring day today, you know, in the cool side, but spring, you know, the grass is green, everything looks nice. A few snow spots here and there, but spring is just around the corner. Even though we are in spring, you know, the sun is going to shine on us, and Salem Stadium is going to be the place where we, where everybody wants to be.
That's right. Well, also the other place everyone's going to want to be coming up in April is the Italian American Sport Club. We have announced last week that the Western New York Flash will have their kickoff dinner on Monday, April 22nd. So we'll be broadcasting live from the club and interviewing lots of the Flash players and staff, ownership, whoever we can line up. And now we have a big announcement about the Rhinos and their kickoff dinner.
Well, their kickoff dinner is going to going to be April 24th. It's going to be at the Italian American Sports Club at 1250 Buffalo Road. Same format, same thing, $150 for a table of eight, $20 a ticket just in case you don't want to have a table of eight. And it's a great event to attend. You're going to meet the players. You're going to meet the coach. You're going to be, Pererco is going to be there. And all the aficionados of soccer are going to be there, I'm sure.
And we won't be broadcasting live, but we'll probably be doing a podcast of some sort.
But on Monday, we're going to broadcast live from there.
That's right. We can't be very excited to do that again. And so, so again, Bernie Acavangelo, our good friend, he's the man who takes care of these dinners and organizes them.
And let me tell you one thing. He does a tremendous job. I wish that everybody would be like him.
So if people want to get tickets, Joe, why don't you read off the information there, or give it to me and I'll read it.
There you go.
Okay, Joe's got a little impediment, so I will go ahead and read that for you. If you want to go to either of the two dinners, or go to both of them, have two nights out with the family, you know, and some of the best food in town at the Italian American Sport Club. You can only get it if you go to the luncheons on every other Thursday, or you go to events like this one. We got pasta, homemade sauce. You can't
great
get that
food.
Anywhere.
Great food.
Chicken, sausage, potatoes, dessert, appetizers, and the appetizers, that's good stuff.
If you like anchovy, and you like little vino, anchovy and vino go together, Italian
meatballs,
bread, meatballs, you know, all that kind
peppers.
Of stuff. It's cooked just right. The macaroni is al dente. The salsa is very good.
You're making me hungry. You know that. Well, anyway, if you want to go to the dinner, either of the dinners, you got to respond by Friday, April 19th. The address is Faber Homes, one of our sponsors, of course, on the show, 3240 Charlie Avenue, Rochester, 14624, or give Bernie Acavangelo a call at Faber Homes, 889-4840, or for the Rhinos kickoff dinner, you can call Jordan Steffen at the Rhinos office, 454-3000, extension 130. Before we go to our first break, we also have another bit of news, and we always like to have this announcement that we have a new sponsor on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass starting tonight. And Joe,
Andrew, let me tell you one
thing.
You and I are set. We don't need, you know, we have a wife, we have
a fiancé.
We have everything that we need. But in the event that you don't have such thing, such a commodity.
Commodity. My wife's listening.
You know, not a commodity. Somebody that loves you, and you're looking for someone that you want to share your life with, you need to call the LiveWire. And, you know, the LiveWire is it's a place where you can call, and you don't have to give your identity. They give you a box number, and then you call, and so your identity is protected, and that's very, very good. So call the LiveWire. Listen to our commercials coming up.
Better check with the Rhinos, too. You know, there's a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of single guys on the Rhinos,
and
maybe
sure.
Some single gals on the Flash. Single ladies, I should say.
We thank you very much for the owners of the LiveWire to sponsoring our show.
And we'll hear about them in just a minute. When we come back, we'll hear from Mr. Zero Dick Howard, an international report, previewing tomorrow's World Cup qualifying matches taking place all around the world. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And by the way, this is what they were singing in the stands in Colorado last night, or on Friday night. Of course, live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Dodge monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Don't telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You haven't needed a friend like me. And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their preparation for the 2013 USL season this Friday at 5 p.m. in a preseason friendly against the Syracuse Orange at Salins Stadium. The match is free and open to the public. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salins Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be starting their first season in the NWSL in just a few weeks. The Flash will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Your first chance to see the 2013 Flash at Salins Stadium is Sunday, April 7th at 12 noon in a friendly match against the defending NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Western New York Flash season ticket holders and Flex 11 ticket holders will have free admission to the match. General admission tickets can be purchased for $10 by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Go to topnotchmonogramming.com or give them a call at 248-2650. Tony and Michelle have all the gear for everybody going to the bars and the restaurants and wherever for the big U.S.-Mexico match tomorrow evening. Wear your U.S. gear and get it at Top Notch Monogramming. Good evening, Dick. How's everything up in Toronto?
Good evening, guys. Certainly the night before the big event, Andrew, isn't it? It's just great. 32 more games on the road to Rio, and you mentioned one of the key ones there.
Well, it certainly will. Dick, Joe and I were debating before in the first segment about this protest that Costa Rica is going to be, or has filed, and FIFA is going to review about the match on Friday night, played in the snow in Denver, and Costa Rica wants the match replayed because they felt that there was the conditions.
Did you see the game? Did you feel it was difficult conditions?
It was certainly miserable conditions, but the question Joe and I have is there any possibility that FIFA could order the match replayed? Because we thought it was a referee's call that he had the power whether or not to continue the match or even start the match.
Yeah, it's the referee, and there's also officials in the stands, you know, referee inspector and the match commissioner who will be brought into that. And then there's a process that's has to take place following the game with regards to protesting a game. So whether they met that, I don't know. But if the conditions were really bad, you know, it surprises me that, you know, it continued, because you need to see the lines. Obviously, you need to see the ball. I don't know if they used an orange ball or
They used a yellow ball.
They did, yeah, an orange
ball. It will be interesting. I don't think that it will go through, but you know, there have been cases in the past, but you have to follow a definite process following the game with regard to recording a protest within a certain time period. And I don't know whether the Costa Rican Federation did that or not.
The reality, Dick, what I saw, I was watching the game, and there was a period where I thought the referee was going to call the play. And then all the players that got mingled around him, he checked with the fourth official. The referee was in communication with the fourth official. And you know, they cleaned the field, they cleaned the line, they did every time they had a stoppage of play. So the ball was traveling, the ball was bouncing, you know, and those are the conditions where the way I remember in the older days was the criteria was if the ball doesn't bounce, then, you know, that's when they stop the game. Okay, but In this reality, the ball was traveling in the snow. It was, you know, and I don't think even though they protested, I don't think I've seen other games being played in Europe, in Italy, especially in the snow like that. Not as deep, but in the snow. I don't think they're going to prevail. I think that it's just going to be one of those things that FIFA's got to go through, you know, to do process, and then and then they got to respect the referee decision.
Yeah. Time will tell, but you know, it's one of some great games. I know everybody's looking at the France-Spain game. Of course, is a big one in Europe, given the disappointing display of La Roja in the 1-1 tie against Finland. So, you know, it's getting into some interesting stages now, because you sort of passed the halfway stage in some of the confederations. You're looking at Asia, and probably Japan could cement a spot in Brazil, would be the first team to do it if they can get by Jordan in Amman. So we're starting to see teams getting into insurmountable positions, and that's certainly one of them in the Asian group. But there's a lot of good games in Europe. And you should have no problems tomorrow, Joe, in Malta against the local team.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Especially given that performance against Brazil.
Well, that was great. I watched their game, and I got to tell you, I watched their game, and I went early to win. But
Super
the reality
Mario.
Of the thing, that the result was very good. The game was played. It was a hard game. It was a game that both team played to win, because they had, it's a reputation at stake. But, you know, I thought the result was justified, 0-0, and there were opportunities. There was a lot of great plays. I mean, I just couldn't.
But what about Super Mario? Was his goal as good as they reckoned it was?
Man, there was a beautiful goal that he scored, and you know, what a shot! But
no, it certainly puts them in good state.
I also got to say that Julio Cesar played a great game. You know, Buffon didn't have much to do, but Julio Cesar had to do a lot of saves. He made a lot of fantastic saves.
Well, Brazil played today at Stamford Bridge against Russia. Brazil, of course, having David Luiz, or Chelsea having David Luiz and Oscar and Ramirez playing out from the Brazilian national team. That game ended in a 1-1 draw with one of the Freds scoring. There's like half a dozen Freds in on the Brazilian scene, but one of them scored the equalizer late in the game, so it was a 1-1 draw. But Jake, back to that huge match tomorrow with France and Spain. I mean, France right now is 2 points up on Spain in the final group, which only has 5 teams, which is a little interesting. The match is 4 o'clock tomorrow on ESPN. It is at the Stade de France. If France wins that game, they are really in the driver's seat to take home the automatic bid from that group, which means Spain would have to go through the second place qualifying home and home series to go to the World Cup. And this is a shock. I mean, that's Finland result was as big an upset as probably any match in World Cup qualifying this year.
It was incredibly
totally unexpected.
They had 82% possession. I don't know. I've seen a lot of statistics over the years, but for a team to have 82% possession and end up tying the game 1-1, you know, it's just incredible. But they just could not penetrate, and the goalkeeper, you know, yes, he made one or two key saves, but really was not put under pressure, and they couldn't find a way to it. And full credit to Finland for the way they set the team up, and they snuck away and got the tying goal.
It's Catenaccio to my book.
Oh, well, it's Catenaccio par excellence, Joe.
You know what? Finland got a result. They're in last place in the group, but they got a point in Spain, and very few teams can do that. But now, I mean, I think Spain is under as much pressure, maybe even more so than Mexico is, because Mexico, we know, is in big trouble right now. But losing to Finland, was
Yeah, but
a shock,
don't discount them. I think, you know, we're going to see a really good game tomorrow, obviously a tactical battle. But don't be surprised to see Spain sort of bounce back and answer the critics, because, as I say, that Vicente Del Bosque is under a lot of pressure at the moment, but if Xavi comes back, Xabi Alonso, you know, they have still got the players to get the result. Although I was impressed with the French performance against Georgia, you know, some cracking goals, especially Frank Ribery, of course. He's a player that everybody knows and is certainly one that's doing well. But it's going to be a really good game, and one that I think a lot of people will enjoy watching tomorrow.
The other big game in Europe is Montenegro hosting England. And again, another surprise team in Montenegro. They're led by the Vucinic from Juventus.
Vucinic, yeah.
And they're 2 points up on England right now. So if they can get a result against England, you know, that puts the English in a bit of a pickle, so to speak, maybe not being able to win their group. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned, you know, it's a deadly duo. Jovetic, who plays for Fiorentina, with Vucinic, very potent combination. And the one thing, whether you call it an Achilles heel, this England team is just the two central defenders. I think I was looking, and they've had 7 different combinations of the two central defenders in the 8 games since the Euro. And it could cost them against, you know, 2 proven strikers. But the one thing that really, and it's receiving a lot of attention in the media, especially in England, is, of course, will Wayne Rooney control himself? Because the one thing about these two teams, there's a lot of physical play. When they played each other in Euro qualifying for 2012, 13 cards in the 2 games, and one of them was red, and that was to Wayne Rooney in the game in Podgorica. So it's going to be a game where England have to show their control, because this Montenegro team are, you know, they're fit, compact, they're a competitive team, and certainly at home it'll take something to get a result. But England have the potential to do it, but they've certainly got to make sure they control themselves and don't get into the referee's book. I believe it's a Swedish referee for the game tomorrow.
And there's a full slate of games in South America, too. Messi did his job for Argentina. Mm-hmm. Argentina is solidly at the top of the CONMEBOL for in their qualifying, but you know, there's other teams are close behind. It's a very tight qualifying group right now, so some
it is.
Some excellent
I think
matches there.
The three teams are starting to get a little bit away from the group. I've been impressed. You know, Colombia have produced some really good performances with regards to the qualification, and also another country that has done well, of course, is Ecuador. A good friend of mine, Reynaldo Rueda, coaches the Ecuador team, and I'm delighted to see them doing well. So the three of them are starting to distance themselves, but there's some key games tomorrow, especially that that game with Argentina going into La Paz, where they have some bad memories of a heavy defeat not too long ago in Bolivia, but they won't have any problems this time around.
Shouldn't have it. Uruguay and Chile, that's a big match because they're in fourth and fifth place respectively, mm-hmm. and they want to stay ahead of Venezuela, who also is a joint on 12 points with Chile.
Yeah.
So
it would be great to see Venezuela. You know, they've never been into the World Cup finals, and I think it would be tremendous, and they've made some tremendous progress in recent years, and now they're starting to get some results with the national team. Tough game against Colombia, but I think they have the potential to go through, whether they'll be, you know, enough to qualify automatically, or whether they'll have to go the route of the fifth place team, you know, playing the round five winner of Asia. So we'll
right.
have to wait and see on that one.
Venezuela much more known for their baseball products products.
One of the things that it's good for soccer is, you know, the smaller country are coming up and they're making a name for themselves. And they're not just, you know, the European country right now. You know, you got Asia, you got you know, all these other countries that they're playing good soccer, and they're playing this a high caliber soccer. You know, that was not in existence.
It's great,
before.
And you're seeing that in Africa, aren't you? You're getting some surprise results. Obviously, a lot of people are looking back to the Cup of Nations. You know, where there's some excellent performances by the lesser lights. So. You know, like a Burkina Faso, but that's going to be interesting also. And you're quite right, Joe. I think the development programs in some of these countries, where they're bringing the young players through and getting the international competition, and a lot of them are playing outside the country and being brought back to represent their country, I think the game.
And speaking of Africa, I want to mention, of course, Bob Bradley, the former U.S. coach. His Egyptian Pharaohs will be home against Zimbabwe. They're only going to allow 10,000 fans to watch that game because of issues with security and things
political
like that.
Reason.
Yeah, it's very sad. We don't want to forget New Zealand. New Zealand has qualified for the playoff match against the fourth place team from CONCACAF, the All Whites.
That's
so
right.
Congratulations to
yeah,
Aaron Kimi Lyons.
Yeah, Coach Ryan Nelson is delighted with that, of course. He's been back in the World Cup and the Olympics with New Zealand with the All Whites, but I'm sure he's delighted. And depending on who they play in CONCACAF, I'm sure he will help them a little bit in their preparations.
It'll be very interesting to see New Zealand. They talk about two different environments. Of course, they end up playing the U.S. I mean, that would be difficult, but New Zealand playing a Honduras or a Panama, I don't think those players have ever seen any kind of environment like that before. I mean, it's completely different. But, Dick, before we let you go, we want to mention to you and everybody, I'm sure you know this already, that next Monday is Easter Monday, which is a holiday in England, and they're going to celebrate with the quarterfinal FA Cup replay between Manchester United and host Chelsea. The game is going to start at 7:30 in the morning in the United's Eastern Zone time zone, 12:30 in England. So everybody's got to get up early before you have to go to work and watch that big replay.
That's all right.
I'll
put
be
on
up
pancakes,
watching it.
The maple syrup and the pancakes, a cup of coffee, and watch some good soccer.
I want to fry up.
Happy Easter, Dick, and to you and Annie, and
certainly.
And talk to you next week.
That's great, guys. Yeah, all the best to you, and let's enjoy those games tomorrow. As I say, we'll be doing the road to Rio on Rogers Sportsnet here, so we have a full day of games, but we'll be following certainly that U.S.-Mexico game. That's going to be a key one, so all the best in that game.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you next
guys.
Week. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Joe, I know you have an important...
You've got a commitment to go.
You have a commitment, so we'll see you next week. And have a happy Easter. And you
thank
and
you,
all
and
your
happy
family.
Easter to all our listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Joe. And we'll be back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Jesse Myers. WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM is what you're listening to, and also live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The best just got better. The 3-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be starting their first season in the NWSL in just a few weeks. The Flash will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Your first chance to see the 2013 Flash at Salem Stadium is Sunday, April 7th at 12 noon in a friendly match against the defending NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Western New York Flash season ticket holders and Flex 11 ticket holders will have free admission to the match. General admission tickets can be purchased for $10 by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their preparation for the 2013 USL season this Friday at 5 p.m. in a preseason friendly against the Syracuse Orange at Salem Stadium. The match is free and open to the public. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And this is Andrew Battisti back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Joe Sirianni has the rest of the show off. Joe will be back next Monday on April Fool's Day, but we're certainly not fooling around tonight, neither are the Rhinos yesterday in their 1-0 loss to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. A very physical and intense game, just as what you'd expect from two league rivals. And joining us to talk about that and the Rhinos of 2013 is the head coach of the Rhinos, Jesse Myers. Jesse's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos in action this Friday at 5 p.m. at Salem Stadium against the Syracuse Orange. The first league match will be coming up on Saturday, April 13th at VSI Tampa Bay. And the home opener is May 4th against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Jesse, thanks for being with us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Just me, Jesse, unfortunately. Joe's had to go off to a meeting, but I know Joe and I were both at the game yesterday. We froze our hands off, as probably most of the players did. It was a little brutal for soccer, even with the somewhat sunshine, but I was very surprised at the physicality of the match yesterday. I mean, the referee basically almost let everything go, and I know a couple of the Rhinos were taken off in the cart. So can you give us an update on any injuries that might have happened in yesterday's game?
Yeah, Blake took a twist. You know, it's his ankle. It just rolled his ankle. He should be back by early next week, if not before that. Not as bad as we once thought. So
that's good to hear.
You know, just precautionary measures. He's a little tender. It's a little swollen, but he'll be fine.
Well, it's tough when you're playing in the cold. I'm sure taking a bump on the Salem Stadium turf was no picnic for any of the players yesterday. It was very cold, but we're all hoping for warm weather to come soon and get ready for the soccer season. Now, you mentioned Blake. Now, there's a lot of new Rhinos this year, especially in the midfield and up top. We got a lot of new faces, and the first guy you mentioned was Blake Bretschneider, came over from New England. Tell us about him, and also a player we were familiar with from last year from the Orlando City Lions, Matt Luzinaris.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we've got a rejuvenated core of guys that have come in and, you know, should be around hopefully a couple of years now. So, I mean, we're excited about them. One adds a little bit of pace. The other one adds some experience and some the ability to hold the ball. So, you know, I think we're in pretty good shape. We think we're four forward strong this year. I think obviously last year with a couple of injuries early, that we found ourselves a bit short early on. So we defended. This year, hopefully, we can open it up.
And well, the fans will be very happy to hear that. And of course, Matt Luzinaris scored a bunch of goals for Orlando in limited action. So is he back fully fit now, ready to put the ball in the back of the net for the Rhinos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's fine. I mean, his issues were more personal issues that he had to deal with last year. He missed about the last month of the season, so his weren't necessarily playing time. Wasn't in the playing time. It was more so some personal issues that he was going through. So the death of his girlfriend. So
very sad.
He's fine, ready to go.
A couple other MLS people with MLS experience in the midfield: Ross LeBeau and Lance Rosenboom. Why don't you tell us about those two guys?
Mobility. That's what we were looking for: guys that can pass the ball and guys that can cover the biggest field, you know, in the league. So we felt like we needed to be younger, a little bit more mobile, and that's what we, you know, that's hopefully what we are.
And Lance, big guy, 6'1", 172, so I'm sure he'll be getting forward on some corners. And of course, the midfield, we talk about a couple guys who were hurt. J.C. Banks, of course, had a very serious injury at the end of last year and a big loss for us, but he's back. And Danny Eros, who had some injury problems with the Lancers, he played yesterday, looked really good. And yeah. Tyler Roseland, Michael Tanky also back. So the midfield looks really strong right now. I think it's going to be one of the strengths of this team.
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I mean, if we can stay healthy, we have some depth, and we don't even have our four players from New England in yet, so... You know, we've talked about the core group that we've got here, and now we've got four more that, you know, are yet to be in the mix. So, you know, it will make things interesting. It'll make jobs very competitive.
So have you heard anything from the Revolution about what players we might be getting, or at least what position players we might be getting?
Yeah, we've been talking about that. Obviously, I'm almost on the phone almost every day, or certainly every other day, and I think to find is an announcement here, you know, in the next few days. We're going to try to get him in for the Syracuse scrimmage if we can. But, you know, again, a couple things have to happen, but we're about there, to be honest with you.
Well, also, there's a big announcement that was released today from the Rhinos, and certainly for all the fans who love to see the local talent on the team, we have two new signings, both of them graduates from local high schools. Mike Reedy from Webster Thomas was a All-American there, was the high school All-American, two-time Rochester, Greater Rochester Player of the Year, and then gentleman who I know because of his dad, actually, I know him very well, Josh Faga. So all the Italians out there, you got somebody now to come out and cheer for. He's a graduate of McQuaid, went to Marist College, and he was also an All-American in high school. So two guys I'm sure that the fans will certainly love to see. The fans will love to cheer on the local products. So the Flash have Abby, and we have Josh and Mike. So where do you think they're going to fit into the mix this year?
You know, Mike's a very, very quick, athletic little winger. Showed me a lot at a couple of the trials. I haven't seen much of him. At Colgate, I saw him in one. You know, he played against us last year, and I saw him against Syracuse. But Syracuse was very good this year, and it was like a 6-1 game, I think. So didn't get to see a lot of offense from Mike, you know, in that match. But he certainly showed it to me in some of the trials that we had. And when he came here, he was very, very good in our trial. So that was a no-brainer. He just gotten rid of, you know, Kenzie had just gotten, let him loose. So, you know, it seemed like a no-brainer. And it'll give us some, you know, give us some depth and, you know, until we can get JC fully back.
That's true. And looking at the back, you've got a lot of experience coming back. Christian Nisch, the top goalkeeper last year, of course, the German product. We have Georgios Kyriassis and Lucas Fernandez, Tyler Bellamy, and Chris Estrich coming back, and, of course, Captain Troy Roberts. So certainly the defense will be strong, as it always is for the Rhinos.
Yeah, I think we should be good. I mean, last year that was definitely our strength, but I think we could be even better this year, to be honest with you. If we can stay healthy, we'll be better. I think Tyler Bellamy has been tremendous in the preseason so far, better than he was last year at his best point. So he's come back fit and ready to play.
So, Coach, one last thing before we let you go. You have a match coming up on Friday, 5 p.m. against Syracuse. Are there any more friendlies in the offing before you guys go down to Florida for the first two games of the season?
Yeah, we will play Cornell on the 6th the following week, and I'd like to try to sneak another one in. Just kind of working on that right now. There's nothing, you know, nothing 100%, but we're talking to a few people, and I feel like when Orlando and some of the Southern teams have been playing for almost 2 months now, we're definitely a little behind the eight ball. So, you know, we need to catch up and play catch up quick. But the boys have worked very hard, and we've gone through two-a-days all the way until tomorrow, and then we'll start backing it down a bit.
Well, Jesse, we really appreciate you coming on the show. We're looking forward to the home opener. It's May 4th against one of our biggest rivals, the Harrisburg City Islanders. But the team will kick off against the brand-new VSI Tampa Bay Flames on the 13th of April down in Tampa. So it's going to be a great season. We're really looking forward to it, Jesse. And we'll be talking to you again real soon. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Bye. Jesse Myers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos. So be sure to check out the Rhinos this Friday, 5 p.m. kickoff at Salem Stadium against the Syracuse Orange. Hopefully they'll be celebrating a Sweet 16 victory on the basketball court and then coming in and giving the Rhinos a good battle on Friday. But coming up next, we're going to give you the latest news on CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. Look ahead to tomorrow's huge World Cup qualifying match between the U.S. and Mexico with Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos continue their preparation for the 2013 USL season this Friday at 5 p.m. in a preseason friendly against the Syracuse Orange at Salem Stadium. The match is free and open to the public. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The best just got better. The 3-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be starting their first season in the NWSL in just a few weeks. The Flash will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Your first chance to see the 2013 Flash at Salem Stadium is Sunday, April 7th at 12 noon in a friendly match against the defending NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Western New York Flash season ticket holders and Flex 11 ticket holders will have free admission to the match. General admission tickets can be purchased for $10 by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Their website is www.salin.com. Michael, what can we say about what happened on Friday? I think the superlatives have all been said, but I got to get your comment. What when you watched that match, what was going through your head?
I was very, very happy that I wasn't in the middle of it on the field because it looked like a mishmash of things. And, you know, give credit to all the players out there who managed to put passes together and Clint Dempsey, who managed to score a goal during that chaos. Listen, World Cup qualifying does not have to be and usually isn't pretty. What you're trying to do is survive, get 3 points any way you can. And that game in Commerce City, Colorado, just showed the way you have to just plug through. Don't worry about playing beautiful soccer during those 90 minutes, 95 minutes, if you want to add some stoppage time. just get the 3 points and get out of there without any pneumonia, I guess.
I guess I was wondering when the players were taking off their shirts after the game. I think they all got under heavy coats afterwards. But I just think about the U.S.'s first match in the hexagonal against Honduras, played in 105-degree heat. I mean, that's not soccer weather either. But that match went on, and nobody talks about heat, but they always talk about cold and snow. But we were talking earlier with Dick about the Costa Rican protests that they're filed with FIFA. They want the match replayed, and Joe and Dick don't think FIFA will go for that. I got a bad feeling. I just have a bad feeling just knowing the way FIFA and the rest of the world looks on the USA, that they may think about replaying that match. I think it would be a travesty if they did it, but nothing the FIFA does surprises me. So what do you think?
The big thing is, according to some of the statutes that I've read, and I know some of these statutes go against one another, which makes things a bit confusing, the captain of Costa Rica had to complain to the referee about this in front of the American captain. And quite frankly, I don't know if that was done. That's part of the process. So the fact that the game was allowed by the match commissioner, the referee, even though he stopped it a few times to clear the field and get some lines, particularly the goal lines, the end lines, and the halfway line penalty area, it was his decision to play it. He could have said at any time, you know, something. This is ridiculous. Let's not. And my gut feeling is that FIFA will disallow the protest. I think they're going to say yes, unless your worst nightmare comes true, and I hope it doesn't.
Well, we're going to find out. By the way, if you want to watch that game again, if you didn't see it all the way the first time, ESPN Classic is going to show the match in its entirety at 7 p.m. tomorrow, which, of course, leads into the World Cup matches coming up tomorrow all through CONCACAF. But you can see one of the strangest and most crazy matches you've ever seen, but like you said, give all credit to Clint Dempsey. He scored the goal, and the U.S. got a break on an offside call, which was offsides. The Costa Rica did equalize, but that's all in the past. I'm sure that Mexico wants to forget the match they played in Honduras, because they just lost it. I mean, they didn't lose, they tied, but for them, that's a loss. And if the U.S. was in trouble after the first game, Mexico now, Michael, is in real trouble. And if the U.S. can get a result tomorrow at the Azteca, heads are going to roll in Mexico. They could legitimately be in last place in the final qualifying group if they lose tomorrow.
I mean,
unheard of.
It would be a great result for the United States. A point there, stealing a point there, because in previous World Cup qualifiers, the best the U.S. ever did was a scoreless draw. I was there in 1997, U.S. playing almost 60 minutes of man down, a great performance by the U.S. team. Ironically, Mexico qualified for the 1998 World Cup that game, and the fans were chanting, "Fire Bora," Bora Milutinovic, who was the Mexican coach at the time, and eventually he did get fired. Interesting, about the U.S., there have been a number of Mexican coaches who have been fired after defeats to the United States. So it would not be inconceivable that Jose Manuel de la Torre, who I think is a very, very good coach, whose team is going through a very bad patch right now, could face the axe. There are big expectations about this Mexican team, obviously. 2 years ago, the under-17 Mexican team won the FIFA World Cup at that age group. Their under-20 team finished third. Last year at the London Olympics, they won the gold medal. That doesn't always necessarily translate into success at the senior level, but they have a very good, you know, full national team. So you add some new players, you'd think that they're not going to get worse. They're not going to go downhill, but something is not working for this Mexican team. Maybe they're thinking you could take your soccer boots, throw it on the field, and you're going to earn the points. But I think, like we've discussed before, this is a very, very difficult hexagonal, the most difficult I could recall. So nothing comes easy for any team in this 16 group.
Well, let's. There's a couple points I want to bring up. And first thing is a player availability. Jermaine Jones is out of the match, and it's a big loss for the United States, one of the toughest players the U.S. has. He had an ankle injury in the game against Costa Rica. He went back to Germany, so he is not available, and there was no replacement name. So the U.S. is down a midfielder. But on Mexico's side, their captain, Francisco Javier Rodriguez, and also Jorge Torres Nilo, will not play due to yellow card suspension. So Mexico won't have their full team either. The other point, which was brought out today and I read, Jurgen Klinsmann has never lost to Mexico in playing and coaching. So he's tied some matches, and of course the U.S., the last time they beat Mexico at the Azteca for the first time ever. So things may be looking up for the United States, and of course the game's not going to be played at high noon like they normally do. It's going to be played at, starts at 10:30 Eastern time, so it's about 8:30 I believe in Mexico City. So it's not going to be broiling heat, it's going to be under the lights. I'm really looking at a win here, Michael. I got a feeling this U.S. team is going to be going all out for a win. I mean, if they lose to Mexico, you know, nobody expected them to win anyway. So I think they want to go out and try to get a victory here.
It's funny. Mexico used to be the king of gamesmanship in CONCACAF. Whatever they did seemed to work. And one of the things they did was playing at noon, no matter what day of the week it was. You know, make sure the opposition bakes. Use everything to your advantage. And I just cannot fathom why they did not play, if not at noon, in the middle of the day. And besides the heat, there's something called smog, because the factories are going at full tilt during the day, too. And if they lose, shame on the Federation, the Mexican Football Federation, for not pulling every gamesmanship card out of their pack. You just can't leave anything to chance these days, even if you're Mexico, supposedly king of the CONCACAF heap.
And we don't want to forget the other games tomorrow. There are two big ones. Honduras, who's top of the group, will play their first road game in Panama. And Jamaica, who has tied two matches, they will go to Costa Rica, so at the Stadio Saprissa. So two big matches. But Michael, let me ask you this. Do you know who the referee is going to be for tomorrow night's match with the U.S. and Mexico?
Off the top of my head, no. And I would take probably too long to research it on the Internet right now.
Let's hope he speaks English.
I wish I could tell you, but my gut feeling is I would make it a Caribbean ref, but it could be a Central American, but it won't be anyone. It shouldn't be anyone from Canada. I'll say that.
And the other thing I want to mention, that this is the first time in the history of American broadcasting a World Cup qualifier is going to have a full hour-long pregame show on ESPN. So. The U.S., I think the networks are finally realizing what a big match it is whenever the U.S. plays Mexico, and this may be one of the biggest of all, because it could set the tone for the whole qualification process the rest of the way. So, Michael, we got to leave it at that, but I'll be watching. I know you'll be watching. It's going to be a great one. I'm looking forward to it. So, best of luck with the U.S., I guess.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one, Mike. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a good night, too. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye. Happy Easter. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and that's going to about do it for our show tonight. Of course, we want to thank Michael and Dick Howard for all of their contribution, as always, to the show. And, of course, Rhinos coach Jesse Myers. I want to thank, of course, the Rhinos staff, Greg Stanton, helping to set up the meeting, Pat Erkley, or the interview, Pat Erkley as well, and all the Rhinos. Again, the Rhinos in action on Friday, 5 p.m. kickoff against the Syracuse Orange. It's free and open to the public. So go down and support your Rhinos as they take on the Orange. And then again, mark your calendar down for Sunday, April 7th. The Western New York Flash hosts the NCAA champion, University of North Carolina, at 12 p.m. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard up in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on Easter Monday, right here on WYSL. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.